Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland here on a Thursday. Coming up in this hour of the program, we've got PJ Glasser, our betting insider, curious to get his take on the Chiefs this weekend. Chiefs-Colts, big game. We will have that. We'll have Tim Fitzgerald, our K-State insider, in as well. It's all coming up for you. What's on tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. Beers with the boys, girls' night out, or a glass of wine with a longtime friend. WBC, the place where groups gather for the holidays, East, West, and Historic Delano, Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. We've got you lots of different ways to get in touch with the program. If you're listening to us on the Odyssey app, you can leave us a voice message. If you're watching us on YouTube or X, no Facebook this morning, as the internet is still trying to recover from whatever it was that was happening in the last couple of days, you can get in touch with us that way. Thanks for watching us on 12 News Connected. You can reach out to us directly on social media, and you can call us the good old-fashioned way at 869-1240. Max Powers got the KFH hotline for you. We are making our way now around the rest of some of the headlines yesterday. A couple interesting quarterback stories, TJ. Michael Penix out for the season. It's Kirk Cousins' time.
Kirk Cousins.
Didn't it feel like and I don't like seeing quarterbacks get hurt. It felt inevitable to me that Cousins was going to be the starting quarterback of this team.
And so it feels like, and everybody kind of knew, like Michael Penix tore his ACL twice in college. Like there's a reason he was so old coming out is because he got hurt twice.
And I hate
with season-ending injuries.
That
I hate it too. And here it is again, and it sucks. And I think that, like, the Colts, or not the Colts, the Falcons probably had a little bit of the back of their mind about, like, teams were calling, like, whenever Joe Burrow went down, hey, Kirk Cousins is a backup. Let's go trade for Kirk Cousins. I think there's probably a reason that they just didn't let Kirk Cousins walk. And I think that I don't think that they, expected him to get hurt, but it's like, there might be a reality where that happens. And so we should probably have a plan.
Quarterback's important when you're a good team.
I mean, keeping a good backup quarterback. Yeah, that too. I don't think anybody else wanted that contract is the other part of that too.
Well, he has in the tank. He did not look great when he came into the game for Penix. We'll see if he's got anything left in the tank. It's a good story.
I want him to be good.
I do too. It's funny. So he and Marcus Mariota, after the quarterback series, are both starting quarterbacks right now in the NFL.
True. Another headline from last night. I don't know if you saw this. Speaking of the Jayhawk basketball we've been talking about so much, Diggy Coit transfer went to Maryland last night. What?
Oh, I thought you meant he was transferring again.
No. He left, went to Maryland last night, scored 41 points, and went 8 of 10 from 3.
I believe it. I like Diggy Coit.
He showed flashes. It just wasn't the right fit, but I like the player. I don't know what everybody's thinking.
Well, it'd be sure nice to have 41 points in Lawrence.
Golly. You don't have anybody that can make three. Didn't you quit made eight?
I know. He was never going to be good enough defensively for Bill Self, I don't think. You could see the discomfort with that while he was there. Boy, Jayhawk basketball is going to be an interesting story this year. Like, I just, everybody you talk to has kind of a different take on it.
I'm so curious to see what Allen Fieldhouse is going to look like for actual games. Cause like, even for the non Corpus Christi, it wasn't packed. And like,
it'll take one big performance from Darren Peterson and him to get a clean bill of health. Yeah. And people are going to be fired up.
I agree. But like, it's just so weird. And I keep saying,
I was there last year. Oh, who did we see them play? I finally got the family up there. Cause you know, you take for granted our opportunities that we get in this job to go, you know, be a part of a lot of this stuff. So last year, which game was it? It was one of the cupcakes. We went up, we just got GA tickets. Maybe it was Oakland or no, it was Furman. It was Furman.
Yeah, I remember that.
Is what it was.
The Terrapins.
It was not a good environment. I was like, man, I've been hyping this up forever. And I was like, it was kind of stale. It wasn't totally packed. And granted, KU is one of the strange, it's kind of close, and everyone seemed a little shocked and stunned by that. And then they ended up winning by like 30. You never really had a chance to, but
it's weird. I'm telling you, and I don't want to pile on KU because I love KU, but like, it's such a weird time right now in Jayhawk basketball.
It is a weird time. I agree.
The point I brought up last night to our friend Brock Wilson is that they are going through a little bit of the Alabama football thing where it's like, or the expectations are always going to be like what Alabama football is. Like KU should always have a foot in the Big 12 championship race. They should always be a second weekend team. And if you're neither of those, it's a disappointment year. And like,
I agree with that.
And if that's not what happens this year, it's a disappointment year.
Absolutely. They should always be. Yes. I totally agree.
I feel like the fans are starting to, and I don't know what the reason is, but like the camping, the students aren't camping out as much.
It's because the roster of the last 2 years didn't excite anybody.
And, I agree.
It's going to take a second to get away from what had been for basically 3 years was not exciting. And so people weren't excited about it. And now you got to kind of rev back into it. But everyone, they're like, what about Bill Self? Bill Self's not that old. He still loves what he's doing. And he just got the number one player and might get the number one player next year. Like it's not, you just have to give it a minute.
Watching Bill Self basketball, the Duke game was the first time I've really gotten to sit down and watch a game because I've been busy during the other games. And so I watched the second half of that game. And I mean, like, I forget sometimes and like take for granted, like watching Bill Self offenses because it's like nothing is a wasted movement ever. And it's still like he could coach the Washburn Ichabods and compete in Division One, like, win some conference championships in some of the smaller conferences just because like the things that they do on offense, like whenever they like Hunter Dickinson wasn't an exciting player and fans have mixed opinions on him, but man, they used him efficiently. Like was always in the right spot to catch the ball and make a layup. And like that, and that's what they did so well. And so I think that like just watching that, I think that there will be stuff whenever Darren Peterson gets out there, that's going to just blow our minds and they're going to beat Houston, number one team in the country. They'll go on the road and beat Houston or something like that. And it'll be like, oh, yeah, well, Bill Self still got it.
Yeah, look, I don't know, like, because, and this is the part of the conversation that I don't have a good grasp on. People are, you know, asking us, like, well, how many games? I don't know what they're going to do in the regular season. I really don't. Like, that's what I mean. Like, it's going to be interesting. I don't have a good feel for it. But I'm not that, to me this year, that's not, and it never was going to be the concern. I've never thought this was going to be like a team that won the Big 12 in the regular season. It's kind of all about how good can Peterson be and how good can they be around Peterson? Here's the challenge with that. If it doesn't work out, they've kind of built a roster for that. So it sort of forces you to start that over again next year. And you don't want to get in this like Kentucky cycle, right? Where at least I wouldn't if I were a KU fan, where you're always reliant on freshmen. I don't think that's going to be uncomfortable because it's hit or miss, man. It's like, you, who knows? They're freshmen.
Nope.
But they're like, what is the path to, and the team that came back, like they just kept returning so much and that didn't work either. And that's what, because normally that's your path, right? That is the path for KU. What they did the last 2 years, it just didn't work. But in normal circumstance, they were preseason number one for a reason, right? It is what it is. So I that's where I just, like, I sit here and I'm like, guys, I don't know what to tell you about KU basketball right now. I don't. I know that Peterson, by all accounts, is the real deal. And so it's always going to be just ride that as far as it'll take you. And Rosario sticks around for 2 or 3 years.
They're going to be a team that's going to be able to go on the road and beat Houston, and then on the backswing of the road stretch, go lose at TCU. And like, that's just what,
yeah,
that's what KU is going to be this year, I think. And I think that that's going to get them at sixth or seventh place in the Big 12. And I think that that's,
and if that's the case and they make it and Peterson's healthy, like that's fine. Like, you'll live with that because they're a team that is going to be dangerous if they're healthy in the tournament. It'd be the hope.
It feels like sour to think about that, though. Like,
well,
the fact
it does.
That KU,
it is an entitled in an awesome way, in an awesome way, fan base. The same way all juggernauts in college are become entitled. You only know one thing,
and it's not.
Of course, that's the expectation.
It's not the NFL or the NBA to be like, we don't have it this year. Like, we just need to develop these guys. Cause like, it's 2025. These guys are going to leave. Like, you got to get a new team every year. Like, rebuild years aren't a thing anymore. And that's why coaches get fired more than any time ever in history, is because there's no grace anymore. Because if your team isn't good, go get a new team. And I think that's the sour taste about, like, and I think that, like, that's medicine that people have to swallow. And I think that's what the truth is that it's going to be. But like, It sucks. Like, I don't think that anybody, if KU finishes not higher than seventh, if they finish eighth or lower,
they're not going to finish eighth.
If they finish seventh or lower,
it's a problem. Yeah, that's a problem. That's not okay. Like, that's not acceptable. But if it's fifth, fine. Right? No, seventh or lower, that's not going to be okay.
If they have a foot in the race, then it'll be okay. If the final 2 week stretch, if it's something that was like, if we win out, we have a chance, then it'll be okay.
I think if they're playing well in Big 12 play, everybody will settle a little bit. Got to get Peterson back first, though. All right, when we come back, we got BJ Glasser coming in. We have college football games. I know they're like sneaking under the radar right now, but we do have some college football games. We'll talk that. We'll talk NFL with Glasser coming right up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com.
Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH. And now, if you're looking for the best props and games to lay your money down on from BetMGM, here's KFH's betting insider, PJ Glasser.
It is the host of Send It In and Inside the Betting Lines on BetMGM Network. You can follow him on X at PJGlasser9. PJ, welcome back. Week off, up a little recharge, and we're ready to make a little money this week.
Absolutely. Yeah, good to see you guys. How you doing?
Good. We'll start with college. We'll jump right in. I think this is an interesting one. We've got, of course, the two teams we follow here, both looking for sixth wins this weekend, both looking to make a bowl. Kansas State goes to Utah, goes to Salt Lake as a 17.5 point dog. They were 17.5 point favorites last week, and we didn't talk to you. Both TJ and I didn't like that, because to me it feels like a team that is kind of incapable of winning big, but now this week they also kind of feel like they're incapable of losing big. 17.5 points is a ton to lay if you're betting Utah this weekend.
It is, but, you know, guys, Utah's been on an absolute roll as of late. They had some struggles early on in Big 12 play. They dropped the Holy War to BYU. They lost badly to Texas Tech, who's just smoking everybody, especially when Morton's playing quarterback this season. I mean, you guys know Kansas State has been a funny team this year. They've been up and down. They got off to that tough start in the middle of the schedule. They played a lot better. Now it's kind of, you know, they've been up and down just depending on who they've played. So you normally don't see them as this big of a dog, but the metrics love Utah, and their defense has been playing a lot better. Their offense has been playing a lot better. I haven't bet the game, but to be honest, if I did, I'd probably lay it with Utah, because again, this time of year too, with a team like that, really their only path to get to the college football playoff is to probably end up winning the Big 12. They got to hope that Utah trips up this weekend against Cincinnati, and they got to find a way to upset Texas Tech if they end up making it. But they're looking for style points. They're looking for kind of the eye test and continue to beat up people. So I, you know, if I had to bet it, I'd actually look towards Utah 17.5.
Yeah, K-State hasn't impressed us in a while. The other Kansas team, the Jayhawks, are going on the road to Iowa State, which is a really interesting spot because Iowa State has fallen from grace a lot like K-State has this year. KU has beaten Iowa State, I think, three consecutive years somehow, even though they've been underdogs, and just about every single one of those as well. So I have no idea what to make of this game. All kinds of weird factors are in play.
I mean, this game, like you said, I have no idea what to do with it either, right? These two teams. Look, Iowa State got off to that good start, but ever since their two corners got hurt and they've been dealing with injuries, they just have not been able to figure it out, and they've lost a bunch of games. Kansas feels like we've kind of been waiting for them to get up off the mat, and it just hasn't quite happened yet. And these are the kind of games that that they've been losing, you know, and really haven't been covering. So I think Iowa State money line is probably the play if you want to parlay it with something else on the board, minus 185. It is a Kansas spot. Like, this is a light pole spot, but they just haven't been covering these kinds of games this season, and I think have been costing a bunch of people a bunch of money. So I'd stay away from the spread. I don't want to lay four, and I don't want to take four with Kansas, but I think Iowa State wins the game, so I'd probably just take them on the money line.
This isn't the best weekend of college football. This is the weekend we get a lot of cupcakes for teams like your Alabama Crimson Tide. Missouri Oklahoma is interesting, though. Speaking of Alabama, Oklahoma with their big win, do you worry about big wins like that and how you follow them up?
Definitely, especially with a team like Oklahoma, you guys, where I think all their success is based off of turnovers. You know, like, they're a good team with a great defense, but they won the turnover battle 3-0 against Bama. They only won by two. They won the turnover battle against Tennessee, forcing three turnovers in that game. They only won by six, and they had a defensive score in both of those games. So I still don't like the offense very much. It's still only scoring in like the 20s. And when their defense isn't forcing turnovers, they can get beat by anybody, you know? So earlier in the year, they had some nice wins over Auburn and Michigan, but they didn't really force turnovers in those games, and they let those teams hang around. They didn't force any against Ole Miss and Texas, and they end up losing those games. So Missouri does have a third-string quarterback, but they got a good defense and a good running game. I think Drinkwitz and Missouri are going to be conservative, and they're just going to do everything they can to let their defense keep them in this game. So I would look at Missouri. You know, when you got a team like Oklahoma coming off two big wins that relies so much on turnovers, and they're a big favorite like this, I would look towards the dog. So, I like Missouri plus the points.
Yeah, PJ, before we switch over to the NFL, what other college ones do you like? Perhaps Georgia -43.5 against Charlotte this week? Is that catching your eye?
You know, maybe you've seen my clip floating around, TJ, on social media. Fellas, Kirby Smart, 0-15 against the spread as a favorite of 38 points or more. Wow. 0-15, right? So this has actually come down from 45.5 to 43.5. It's a great spot, too, right? Off that big win against Texas, Georgia knows they're in the playoff, and then they got Georgia Tech upcoming next week. So you got two big games kind of sandwiched in between the Charlotte game, and it's always the kind of game, the kind of team. Kirby doesn't want to run up the score. He just wants to get out of there healthy. You know, they run the ball. They play good defense. They'll win like 42-7 or something like that. So, yeah, I do. I actually do like Charlotte plus in that game. I think it's a good bet. If you want another big dog I like too, I'm actually taking Coastal Carolina +24.5 against South Carolina. I mean, I want to fade the Gamecocks, right? They had A&M, fellas, 28-3 at halftime, 30-3 at halftime. They get shut out in the second half. Beamer's pumping up the crowd. Then they go in and lose the game. They played five straight games against ranked teams, against some of the best teams in the country, Oklahoma, Bama, Ole Miss, A&M. They didn't win any of those games. The gauntlet's over, and now they come back home as this big a favorite with Clemson upcoming next week. Like, is there any motivation to get up this week? So Charlotte's a big dog I like, and Coastal Carolina, another big dog I like as well.
I love it. I love that taking those points. Those are the fun games that make you feel good about yourself when you're watching them because you took the points. All right. NFL. Let's start with the Chiefs and then we can work our way backwards to tonight and some other things. We're fascinated by this line. Chiefs favored by 3.5. They have been so good at home lately and not good on the road. They have been disappointing very many times this year. But are we comfortable betting against them at Arrowhead? I think I'm leaning Chiefs, but we're very curious for your take on this.
I'm definitely betting the Chiefs this week. There are some threes out there. So at BetMGM, it's 3.5. You like Kansas City, obviously shop around, get the three because, I mean, let's be honest, that could be important. They could end up just winning the game by three. I think the money line is a great bet this week as well. If you want to parlay Kansas City -175 with something else on the board. You guys knew when they lost to Denver, the conversation would begin, right? Like, are the Chiefs going to miss the playoffs? Is the dynasty over? All these kinds of things. And it definitely is concerning because that is the kind of game that Kansas City usually wins. I mean, they're off a bye. They're fresh. They were pretty much healthy going into that game. It was a massive game for the division. Mahomes is always great divisional road game. All these things they had going for them. And for them to lose, I think, was a little bit surprising and eye-opening for people because Kansas City just never loses those kind of games. They're 0-5 in one-score games. We know how great they tend to be in close matchups. So all these things are concerning. I'm not ready to just throw out Kansas City yet. And not only that, but the Colts are kind of a team I'm looking to fade, guys. Like, they've had a very easy schedule. They're beating up on some of the bad teams in the league. And you look at some of the last couple games they played before going into their bye week. It was a 6-turnover game against Pittsburgh, and then it was an overtime win against Atlanta. So I get maybe people wanting to fade the Chiefs, but Indianapolis isn't necessarily the team I want to do it with. It feels like a game where Daniel Jones is going to struggle on the road against Spags in that defense. So I like KC, get the three, shop around. But if you just want to take them on money line, I like that play too.
You know, stay with the Chiefs. We got to ask you about this too. We've talked about this a lot this week. Is that, you know, the Chiefs were the Super Bowl odds-on favorites heading into the Denver game. They lost, and then on Monday specifically is what I'm going to talk about. Is that they were the third best odds to win the Super Bowl, but I think were like +150 to miss the playoffs. Like basically a pick 'em to miss the playoffs or make the playoffs. Like, is that because you can't quit the Chiefs, or is that because all the books don't want to give a discount on the Chiefs?
It's a little bit of both. You know, they've been burned a little bit in the past by kind of being too high on the Ravens, too high on the Bills, and then the Chiefs go on a run and they end up, you know, getting bad numbers and people end up burning them. So it's definitely a little bit of that. But I mean, guys, it's also just like, who in the AFC really scares you? You know, the Bills have been so up and down. I get the Ravens are playing better and they're healthier, but they still just got to get into the postseason. And New England, like, are they still a year away? Do we still fully trust Denver? Like, do we like this Indianapolis team? So that's why I'm fully not getting rid of the Chiefs. And I think that's why the books aren't really either. It's because all we've kind of ever known in the last 6-7 years is Kansas City representing the AFC in the Super Bowl. And even though if the playoffs started today, they wouldn't be in it. It's like, I mean, who's the clear-cut team in the AFC that you would look at and like Kansas City in that matchup? So they're probably not going to win the division. If they do make the playoffs, they probably have to go on the road. We have seen them do it before, but it's going to be tough. But yeah, I think it's because there's no clear-cut team in the AFC to kind of dethrone them. That's why the books really won't give you a great price on Kansas City to win the AFC or the Super Bowl.
Kind of another thing we've been talking about, and then we get to some real bets. This bet doesn't exist, I don't think. But if I were to give you, we counted it as three for sure Hall of Fame quarterbacks right now: Lamar, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Maybe you feel that way about Stafford. I think he probably gets there. But would you take the Hall of Fame quarterbacks against the field to win the Super Bowl this year?
It's a good question. I think I probably would. I think I would, because I still think Buffalo, Baltimore, or Kansas City comes out of the AFC. The NFC is going to be fun. I think I do like the Rams the best. The Eagles, especially if they get home field, are going to be tough. But yeah, I think I would take the Hall of Fame quarterbacks, to be honest with you guys.
Okay,
it's crazy. It's such a weird time right now for Kansas City Chiefs fans. PJ, looking at some of these other games, there's some really fun ones that we've got on the docket. Bucks-Rams, I believe that's a Sunday night game, is the one that caught our eyes. It's going to be massive in the NFC. What do you think of that one?
You know, the Bucks, that was a team that we had talked about earlier in the year, you guys. I think they were 5-1 at one point, and they had beat San Francisco. And that game was the first time the Bucks had a kneel down to end the game. And they were 5-1. They had won four previous games, but that was the first one they had to kneel down. So you knew the regression was coming. You knew Tampa Bay could not keep it up. And their schedule's starting to get tough. I mean, they played New England at home last week at Buffalo, this week at the Rams. Problem with the Bucks, it feels like they're an all or nothing kind of team. You know, it feels like they either play great or they don't play great. And with the Rams coming off that big win against Seattle, I'd love a 7 in this game. I don't think we get there, but I'd probably lean towards Tampa Bay. I don't think it's a game I'm going to end up betting, but just because of the high variance of Tampa, Baker tends to play pretty well in these type of big matchups. I would lean towards the Bucs if I had to bet it.
So here's a curious one. Patriots-Bengals. I'm seeing this morning as Bengals plus 7. We had to do a pick segment for TV yesterday, TJ. We had this at 8.5, I think. Joe Burrow practiced in full yesterday. Is this a Burrow line? Because there aren't a lot of players that are going to move a line in one day, 1.5. Is Burrow going to play? Like, can we look at a line like that as an indicator?
It potentially. I mean, like you said, for it to move that much, like something would have to happen. I know Chase is appealing his suspension, so maybe there's a thought that he could be back. Yeah, that's interesting. I think because of that, because the line moved, because Burrow practiced, I'm in no rush to bet it. I kind of want to wait and see. And to be honest with you guys, if Burrow does play and the line keeps going down, then I'd be interested in betting New England the other way to win, yeah. You know, because let's be honest, Flacco, for the most part, has been playing really well. He's obviously not Joe Burrow, but I mean, Burrow still can't play defense, and I don't know how they're going to get any stops on that Patriots offense who's been on a roll. So I'm in no rush to bet it. I think right now, if anything, maybe look at the Patriots in a teaser, just tease them down to -1. That would be the play. If Burrow does play and we get like a 6, 6.5 with New England, then I think the bet would be on the Patriots in that game.
PJ, I'll ask you about a real sicko one here. The world beaters, Cleveland Browns, and Las Vegas Raiders are matching up this week. In our fantasy segment for TV, I pick Shedeur Sanders as my starting quarterback this week. Do you like him as much as I do?
Guys, this line just makes no sense to me. And sometimes when a line makes no sense, I walk right into it and I bet the dog. And other times it just makes absolutely no sense that I just bet the favorite. And this is one of those lines where I don't understand in what world the Raiders are a 4-point favorite, but it's almost too crazy where I think I got to lay the points with them. If you're looking at the four units in this game, Raiders offense, Browns defense, Raiders defense, it's not even close. Browns defense, the best unit on the field, right? And yeah, Shador's playing, but Geno Smith has been awful for the Raiders. And this should be a defense that should absolutely cut them up. So like, it's one of those where Browns plus 4 just kind of feels too easy for me, where like, I got to trust the sports books. They know something to put the Raiders at this type of number. I don't know if I'll bet it, fellas, but it would have to be Raiders -4. If you flip the line and you put this game in Cleveland, they're essentially telling you like this game would be a pick'em. And I think if the Raiders were a pick'em in Cleveland, the Browns might be your best bet of the week. So it's a fishy line. It's a stinky game. But for me, I think the Raiders would probably be the side.
That might Before be we appointment let you go, TV.
Yeah. DJ, we've got one tonight. It's kind of an interesting one. Great defense, great offense, right? Texans 5.5-point home dogs. What do you think about this game? It's the short week. Is this a tends to favor the defense? Can the Texans keep this ugly? I don't even know if we know who the quarterback's going to be yet.
I don't think we do. The line going towards the Bills' direction, I think, is telling us that it's Davis Mills. But guys, I think it's just gotten too high. I like Houston plus 6 for a couple of different reasons. I mean, think about the fact the Bills were a 3.5-point favorite against Atlanta about 5, 6 weeks ago. And with how up and down they have been, like, should they now be laying 6 on the road? Think about all the upsets we've seen so far on Thursday night this year. Giants over the Eagles, Bengals over the Steelers, Niners over the Rams. I mean, we've seen a bunch of upsets. We've seen these dogs play tough. It's such a big advantage playing at home on these Thursday night games, on these short week games. And the Texans got one of the best defenses in the NFL, as we know. Josh Allen has not played well in Houston. So the Buffalo wins. I just think 6 is too many points. So I actually do like Houston tonight, plus points. I think 6 is too many.
And even if it is Davis Mills, Buffalo's been the worst run defense in football this year. So are the Texans even going to throw it anyway?
Yeah, lean on Woody Marks, you know, yeah. give him Woody the ball. Marks, so. I like that. Yeah.
I'm trying to decide whether to play him in fantasy. He might be a prop bet tonight. Woody Marks for sure. PJ, we appreciate it. You can follow along PJ's work. Follow him on X at PJ Glasser 9. Good to have you back this week. Let's all make some money.
Good to see you guys. Yeah, I'll see if I don't see you next week. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Enjoy enjoy the holiday.
Right. That's right. I guess we won't see you next week. We're not going to have a show. So we'll see you in a couple weeks. There goes PJ Glass.
I'll call you. I'll call you personally, PJ. I need my best.
We do have three games on Thanksgiving. We might need a little we might need some advice there.
Please do. All right. Yeah. Good talking to you guys.
There goes PJ Glasser. Yeah, just show programming. No, we won't be with you next Thursday or Friday. Yeah, tonight I'm trying to make some plays here, PJ.
Are we going with the tight end again?
No, no.
You broke the trend on Monday. Didn't you pick a wide receiver?
Woody Marks, man. Oh, you're talking about the first touchdown? Sorry. First touchdown's probably going to be Kincaid tonight for me. Josh Allen's a good one, but he doesn't get quite juicy enough for me. I should have asked PJ this. Let me pull that up. Let's give everybody a first touchdown here. I've not looked at this yet, but we'll pull it up.
Is Dalton Schultz Texans tight end?
He is, but then you're betting on Houston to score first, and I don't think I'm totally comfortable with that. Let's go.
Dawson Knox.
Is Kincaid out? Oh, Dawson Knox at 18-1 is a pretty strong play. Let's go Dawson Knox at 18-1. I like it. If Kincaid doesn't play, he must not be playing. I like it.
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
That insider is Tim Fitzgerald. Before we get you there, I want to tell you you can score a pair of tickets to see Journey at Intrust Bank Arena April 4th. Text the keyword Journey to the number 20357. You can enter once a day today and tomorrow, and then it'll end. Standard message and data rates apply. We do bring in GoPowerPackCat.com's Tim Fitzgerald. Fitz, you a Journey guy?
I was. Yeah, I like Journey. Yeah. I hate to see him go, but they were older than me. I don't know how these guys get up on a stage when they're 70. I just watched
Joe Walsh at the Vets Aid concert last weekend at, I think, close to 80. And he looks like he's 80. But you put that guitar in his hands, and watching him play the guitar is what amazed me. Like everything else, like the fact that you can still kind of sing your song. But man, to play the guitar that way, it's like it's you don't even have to think about it. It just comes natural. He'll do that until the end. I think it was pretty wild to watch him
play. I mean, wouldn't after playing a guitar for that long, wouldn't you have arthritis? It's amazing.
You can see it in his hands. My goodness! Were grapefruits, and it still just ripped it up.
Yep.
Do you think are any of us going to be able to do anything that well when we're close to 80 years old?
What? No, I'm not doing very well close to 60. I am over 60 now, but. Yeah, I don't get it. Becky and I saw Tommy Shaw on sticks in Vegas, and he was incredible. And he's in his 70s, too. It's amazing.
Fitz, I feel like we all feel like old men after watching K-State, Oklahoma State on Saturday. That was one of the football games of all time.
I feel like I watched a game before the forward pass was invented. it really got high scoring, and that game was 14-6. You know, it's just, oh, my gosh. I'm dead serious when I say it was the most boring game I've ever covered.
I was on the field down there in Stillwater, and I felt like I was losing my mind about, like, what is wrong? Like, what is going on with either team here?
It was awful. I'm so glad you got to see that. The only good thing I can say about that game was they got out of there with a win. The defense came up big when it needed to, but – which it didn't do earlier in the year. That's kind of why it lost the Army game. They couldn't get off the field, and they were able to do that to Oklahoma State. But, boy, it's going to take a whole nother degree of upping your level of play to compete at Utah. I mean, I'm not sure the efforts they were putting out there when they were playing pretty well would get it done this weekend in Salt Lake City.
Fitz, so that leads us into the Salt Lake City. It's a huge line. When you watch them play like that, like what are they going to do? Like how do they do it? Like what is the path for them to be able to get the sixth win in a place like that as an underdog?
I'm going to be blunt. I haven't carved out how they do that because Utah's strengths play so perfectly into K-State's weaknesses. I'm not sure they can overcome it. I mean, I'm not sure the dominating play of the lines of Utah is something that K-State is going to be able to handle. And particularly the way that offensive line played last week, they're not going to be able to handle a much better front seven of Utah or front six than what they saw in Stillwater. So if we can successfully in our minds throw that game out and go back to the, how they were playing, because they actually played well against Texas Tech. That's just the how good Tech is by game's end. If they can play at that level, they'll be in the game in the fourth quarter. But it might be the same type of result. You're just kind of hanging around before the inevitable, but gotta go give it a shot. It's a great measuring stick, and they can play spoiler here for the entire Big 12.
Yeah, they can, Fitz, but the question now becomes that Jace Brown seems like he's out for the season, it sounds like, with a shoulder injury that he sustained on Saturday to make the worse worse. They don't have Dylan Edwards. They don't have Austin Romaine. They don't have Jace Brown anymore. They don't have Toby Osunsami anymore. It's a depleted team, and whenever they play like they did on Saturday, you know, that raises a lot of questions about what this team will become down the stretch of this season. But I mean, who's going to catch the passes? Is Lincoln Cure the number one wide receiver? Is Jaron Brantley going to play?
Yeah, Bradley's supposed to play. They've got Tibbs, and he's probably the number one. And the problem is they don't have the Jace Brown to stretch the defense. If Bradley can do it, it'll work. But, you know, he hasn't been healthy for most of the year. He did it in Ireland. He's done it in another game. So he brings that to the table, but Jace is the one they feared. So it's been tough on Avery because without Dylan Edwards back there, they could focus on him, and they have. And now without Jace Brown, you take another weapon off. And, you know, I understand injuries are part of the game, but, boy, you've lost two of the most dynamic players on each side of the ball from what you had at the start of the year.
I mean, it is what it is. Are they? And the other part of this game that lets you kind of not worry too much about it is we assume they'll beat Colorado, right? But until it's done, it ain't done as far as a bowl game goes.
You're exactly right. The team I saw in Stillwater may not beat Colorado at home, and Colorado's got enough athletes to give you problems. You let them hang around, so yeah, they've got work to do. And if they go back to, you know, sleepwalking like they did in Stillwater and did in the first 4 weeks of the season, they're probably not going to win a game. But this team's capable of it, and they've come a long ways to salvage any kind of respect out of a failed season to let it slip away now.
Yeah, Fitz, thank goodness that it only happened one time in the last week that a K-State team played down to a team from the state of Oklahoma and pushed them to the ropes. Oh, just kidding. It happened on Monday night. Tulsa came into Bramlage, and K-State won a thriller. What do you make of that? Is Tulsa going to be okay, or is that a bad game? We don't know what to think of that game.
I thought Tulsa was okay. I think it was a game Kansas State desperately needed, and to get out of it with a win was a benefit. They need to learn that offense isn't the whole thing. Their offense wasn't as good. I mean, this is a team that shot better than 50% from three in its, you know, earlier games, and was what, 5 of 24 in this one. You can't always rely on your points, but you can rely on defense. And they had to use it at the end to win. And if they come to realize that that's the kind of effort they're going to need in the Big 12 on almost every possession, then they're going to be okay. But they use defense to bail them out, and that seems like a good idea, fellas, if you do that with the offense. So we'll see if they learned anything. This is going to be an interesting couple games in Kansas City.
Yeah, it looks like Mississippi State, at least through, you know, three games that they've played, are a lot like K-State. A team that's played well offensively, but not that well defensively. It is Chris Jans, so I sort of assume they'll be good defensively. But K-State is a dog tonight on the neutral court.
I was a little surprised to see that, but I think that's good for K-State. It's good to know that, hey, that everyone says this team's better than you, and see how they hold up. Again, they're going to score points most of the time. I mean, even when they had a bad shooting night, they still scored a lot more points than what we've seen the last two seasons. So they got to couple that with defense, rebound, and all those other little things. And the quicker they learn that, the better off the team will be. And if they don't fully grasp it, it's going to be a season filled with a lot of close losses.
Fitz, it's an interesting experiment, and I think that every coach around the country is going through it right now. The fact of, would you rather, you know, be pushed to the ropes against a team like Tulsa, or would you rather beat Mississippi Valley State by 54 points in November? And I say that, which K-State's going to play Mississippi Valley State. But this is one of the tougher non-cons that Jerome Tang has put together. Do you think that this is good for them to play a schedule like this?
You know, I think he's looking down the road, realizing that if you don't play a competitive schedule, if you're 500 in the conference, you may not get in. There's no badge of dishonor being 500 in this conference. So you can be a pretty darn good team and end up at that level. It's I think he doesn't want to get left out simply because he didn't test his team. He doesn't want to fail to test his team, and then they get into conference play and collapse. I think it's just good for the program. It's a good test. I mean, and it's good for the fans. They want to see you play people instead of Mississippi Valley State seven times.
Well, here's the other thing, too. With Tang specifically and what we've seen the last few years, on November 20th, don't you feel a little bit better about seeing this team be really good offensively now with room to grow defensively? Isn't that sort of his thing? Like, isn't that where he cut his teeth as an assistant for all those years? I think we expect a Tang team to get better defensively over the course of the year. If they don't have to, you know, if the offense comes easier, that's been the problem for them.
Yeah. You know, you think about it, the last 2 years, we've been sitting around hoping they can improve offensively. That's right. Hard to do.
Yes.
Defensively, you can, I mean, you can teach a bunch of athletes that can score the ball how to play defense. You can get that out of them, but you can't just magically teach a defensive specialist how to score. And so they've got the hardest part down, but now they need to do the easier part. And sometimes scorers think, I don't really need to be that good because I'll just outscore you, and they're going to learn a hard lesson in this conference.
Yeah, Fitz, we've gone back and forth about this conference and what these teams are. And, you know, as everybody always says, November basketball doesn't mean anything to teams like these. But as we've seen so far, we didn't know who anybody on this team was. So I think as we've learned more and more, just kind of what is your grade card about K-State basketball? Have you been pleased? Or are you a little let down? What do you think?
No, I've been pleased. And, you know, bluntly put, it's just a better product to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, even if the games are still close, or even if they lose, you know, 50% or more of their Big 12 games, this team is more fun to watch because it's not so painful. We're watching a bunch of guys throw the ball at the rim and it bounce off in funny ways. It was like watching, you know, youth basketball on the offensive end the last few years. These guys are casual scorers. They just make it look so easy. And that's a much more enjoyable brand, even if the defense is frustrating.
I completely agree with that sentiment. Fitz, what do you guys have for us at GoPowerCat.com?
A lot of coverage. I mean, having basketball the next two nights and football on Saturday, we're spread a little thin, but we'll have everyone at every place and have plenty of coverage. Lots of pregame coverage up at GoPowerCat. The K-State pregame show releases on YouTube at 10 a.m. if you're interested in listening or watching. Our breakdown of the Utah game that involves me taking shots and crying. Well, maybe not, but metaphorically, hey. Yes.
We'll be with you in spirit. Tim Fitzgerald, okay. Publisher, GoPowerCat.com. Appreciate it. We will not talk to you next week. We'll be all stuffing our faces with turkey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'll just wait for your call anyhow.
Okay. We'll call you anyway. Okay. Just for fun. All right. There goes Tim Fitzgerald. All right, that does it for us here on a Thursday. We've got high school coverage tomorrow as the playoffs continue. High school football coverage on Sports Daily brought to you by Zintex Remodeling Group. Remodel your bathroom in as little as one day with Zintex Remodeling Group, ZINTEX.com. TJ, Paul will be here to get us ready for high school football. Catch Kansas Friday. We also make our picks. This may be a day, TJ. We may not have picks until the games to pick until tomorrow morning, because a lot of these lines are moving like crazy, and we're trying to get them as close as we can.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe that I said TJ Cleveland has gone from last place to a game out of first, two games out of first or something of that nature. So it could be a big week.
It could be. I've got.
I hope we're picking Georgia Charlotte like TJ wants.
Oh man, that was, I was going to ask him about a different one of those. I love that he had that in there. If you missed anything with our betting insider, PJ Glasser, or K-State insider, Tim Fitzgerald, you can go back and listen on the Odyssey app. We'll be back tomorrow to wrap up the week. Thanks everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. And prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.